I hope I grow taller so I don't have to use a stool. Well, good evening. Well, as you know, this is my first talk, so my mom has to pretty me up and all that, so. Okay, so I'm going to talk about one of the Beatitudes. If you'd like to open your Bibles to Matthew chapter 5, the Beatitude I'd like to talk about is found in verse 4. Jesus says, "Blessed are they who mourn, for they shall be comforted." Many people mourn. It is easy to forget that God is going to take care of you. There are all sorts of ways you can mourn, like fighting depression or when someone dies. You have to stay strong and know that God is there to take care of you. People also mourn when things don't go their way. This may surprise you, but I have kind of struggled to get this talk put together. I've been scared and I didn't know what to do. At school, I sometimes don't want to do my homework, but when I get finished, I don't know why I was mourning to do it. I had God to help me get through, and I just had to put my mind to it. God will always take care of you. As I was preparing my talk, the song, "Blessed Are They Who Do Their Commandments," comes to my mind. That song is true, though when we follow Jesus, aren't we blessed? When we mourn, are we blessed? Yes, even though it may not feel like it, God will be there. We can easily forget we are blessed because we mourn down on earth, because remember, this is not our home. Our home is heaven. Brother Zur says there can be no happiness when we are mourning. Jesus set up a new system to relieve us from the sorrow of this world. God promised to comfort us. Jeremiah 31:13, it reads, "I will turn their mourning into gladness. I will give them comfort and joy instead of sorrow." Don't be afraid. God will always take care of you, as I read this morning in Philippians 4, verse 8. It reads, "Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, if there is any worthy of praise, think about these things." Think about the good things. That will help you get through the mourning that happens in your life. As Jesus said in the Beatitude, those who mourn will be comforted. All we have to do is turn to God for help.
Good morning, Heavenly Father. We're thankful that things are as well with us as they are this morning. We thank you for being our God, for leaving us a plan of salvation. We thank you for watching and caring over us through this past week. We thank you for the lessons that we've heard this morning. Help us to stop and to meditate and to think about them. We would ask you to be with us as we go to our homes in different places. We would ask you to be with those that are ill. Help them to be stronger and be back with us if it be your will. Forgive us where we are, and this we'd ask in Jesus' name. Amen.